In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I've often read from Habakkuk 2, and I'll start with that. This beautiful thing, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets. And the person who runs can read it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it won't lie. If it tarry, wait for the vision, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Then it tells us the greatest thing, that, behold, the just man shall live by his faith. So I love that scripture, you know. It's a hopeful scripture. A hopeful scripture that tells us that the vision will come. Whatever the vision God has planted in our hearts, yes, in our country, it will come. It will come. It will come. And if it tarry, wait for it. But no one ever preaches the end of Habakkuk. But I'm going to preach it today. First of all, Habakkuk 3 says, "When I heard these words," he means, "my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice, rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble." In other words, we heard about the vision, and that the vision would be fulfilled. But listen, then there was another word that caused the prophet to shake, that caused the prophet to quake, that caused the prophet to be sick to his stomach. That's what it says. What does it say? My belly trembled. Yeah, and I'm going to speak that word because this is what it says. Listen to what it says. This is the word he heard. "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit on the vines, that the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon my high places." Oh, yes. But, you know, I have greeted so many people. You know, they've said to me, "Father Tom, I've got so much faith." I love when people tell me that. "I've got so much faith." Listen, what happens if your fig tree doesn't blossom and there's no fruit on the vines? What happens if there's no food in the aisles at the grocery store, and the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall not produce meat or wheat? What happens? How much faith do you have? "And the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls." What happens when gasoline is $7 a gallon? What happens when you just have enough money to buy bread and the essentials, and you're not even eating meat, you're on a rice diet? What happens when the aisles of the stores are empty because gasoline is too expensive? What happens when you can't take flights because it is impossible to pay for the flights? What happens when China gives up our debt and says, "We're not taking it anymore"? What happens, okay? All these things that we can put in our current day language. Habakkuk was a man that they depended upon the yield of the field. What happens when the fig tree shall not blossom, and the fruit not be on the vines, and there be no olives on the olive trees, and that there's no meat in the fields, and the flocks are cut off from the fold, and the herd shall not be? What will you do? What will you do? Will you go out like they doing in Wisconsin and start rioting? What will you do? Will you go out and riot in the middle of the streets because we've been raised on bonbons? What will you do, my friends, when everything is cut off and we are not getting what we've always got and we cannot even afford it? And you know what? The dollar is worth nothing because they're going to print more and more and more and more. What will you do? I'll tell you what Habakkuk says. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Not I will cause trouble. Not I will cause a revolt. Not I to cause a mob. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet be like hinds' feet, and he will make me walk upon high places. I'll tell you, that's faith. That's faith, okay? That's faith. Don't tell me you've got a lot of faith. I tell you, that's faith. When everything fails, when everything fails, when the government shuts down, when you can't buy the things you used to buy, when you can't send your kids to go ballet dancing anymore, or piano, or hockey, what happens? What happens? What happens? What will you do? Will you be like the rest of the world, go out and riot, go out and loot, just like they did in Katrina? Let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. That's why you should have food in your house. You should have enough rice in your house, enough water in your house. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And you don't have to be a prophet to know that it's coming. What will you do? I'll tell you what this man of God said. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find joy in my God. That's an easy thing to say today when we fill our bellies. That's an easy thing to say today when we have a good breakfast and we're going to have a lovely lunch and we're going out to lunch. And then dinner, we're going to have a great dinner and then a snack before we go to bed. Oh, yeah, we can rejoice in the Lord. But what happens when our bellies are empty? We're not used to that stuff. We are not used to that stuff, that our tummies be empty. That's why nobody fasts. Nobody fasts. Why? Because why should I experience a deprivation in my tummy? Like, why should I experience any pain? No, I don't want to fast. Fasting is for other people, not for me. Because you know what? I'm a king's kid. But the answer to the problem, when everything fails, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to fail. You don't have to be a prophet to know it. It's going to fail. It's going to fail. I told you in 1997, I saw the Titanic sinking, and the Lord told me it was the world economic system. And I saw the lifeboats, and the Lord said the lifeboats are the church, and they don't know how to get the people onto the boat during the time of trouble. And in 1990, the Lord told me, this is real, okay? He doesn't speak to me. He hasn't said very much lately. But in 1990, he said that the world was about to be shaken and that there would be looting in the stores. In 1990, that sounded crazy. I'll never forget, it was the 6th of January that I went to preach that at a breakfast, a Catholic Christian breakfast. They thought I was nuts. That was 1990 on the 6th of January. That was how many years ago? 21 years ago. But when the Lord gives a word, you know, it seems like it's going to happen now, but it takes a little time. You read Isaiah 53, you know, a man of sorrows, one who was rejected. By his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. When Isaiah saw the suffering servant, it seemed like it was happening at that moment. That's what happens in the prophetic realm. It seems like it's happening at the exact moment. It took 1,000 years for that to happen to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the prophetic word is given, I know this to be true. I know this to be true. The prophetic word seems like it's about to happen when you blink your eyes. But we live in time. God is in eternity. He doesn't have a watch. And there is no time in heaven, okay? There is no time in heaven. And, you know, our great country has killed 60 million children, and only God knows how many more with the morning after pill. and only God knows how many with the embryonic stem cells. And, you know, not only with abortion, but killing the elderly now. Listen, listen, what we sow is what we reap. What happens? What happens? What happens if we have to face those things? Well, Habakkuk says, this is how I face it. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. For the Lord God is my only strength. That's real. The Lord God is my only strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet walking on the high places. Yeah. That's what I'll do when everything goes, says Habakkuk. And you know, my friend, unless we have the grace, we will not go that way. We'll join the mobs. Do you see what's happening in all these places? What happened in Egypt? What's happening with Libya? Is it Libya? Look, they're all nuts. And you think this is for democracy? This is all going to be the Muslim Brotherhood. This all, listen, I speak a word of prophetic. Muslim Brotherhood will get control of these places and will want to destroy Israel. Oh, yeah. We are about to be entering into a third world war. And you know what? Where are the prophetic people in the Catholic Church telling us to get ready to find our knees? There are no prophetic people. There are. We don't believe in the prophetic. But yet, Vatican II says that there is the prophetic. Well, we have it on the books, but we don't believe it. We just think everything is all right, you know. We just all look so good and everything seems so pretty. We are not in pretty situations and pretty circumstances. But there is hope, and his name is Jesus. There is hope that we find faith now. There is hope that we hear the voice of God now for ourselves. There is hope. There is hope that you don't join the mobs. You don't go looting. There is hope that you start to store up things now, not only for yourself, but for other people. There is hope that you find your knees. Maybe that'll be the greatest thing for the United States of America, that we find our knees again and rather depend upon the government. Do you know the government is bankrupt? Do you know that? $14.5 trillion is what we owe. That's just on the out. We only God knows what we really owe. People have been buying our debt. What happens when they stop buying our debt? And imagine that we are tied up with China, a godless country who kills her people. That's who we're tied up with. Isn't that beautiful? Show me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. That we're tied up with a China that kills her people. And that has an army that's marching now in ways that we've never seen. Oh, yeah. And if we remember, Mr. Clinton sold China secrets to the nuclear weapons and stuff. Do you remember that? I do. China. Isn't that wonderful? Do you trust China? I don't trust China. They're godless. They're godless. They have no scruples. One baby to one family. Yeah. They kill their people because there's so many. That's China. Then we have Iran. Isn't Iran a beautiful country? Remember when the people were out in the streets wanting freedom and they got killed? Remember? And what did Obama do? As they say in Italian, mangala parol. Not a word. I'm just telling you, my friends, get ready, get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready, get ready, get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. Don't be caught with your pants down. Remember? Do you remember what happened to me? Remember what happened to me? We're at this conference after 9/11. 9/11, remember? I told you the story before at the conference. And this was like about a week later. And I went to bed at 1 o'clock. I had been preaching, praying with people, and I was exhausted. The next day I had Mass. Next day I had Mass for the big conference. Listen to this now. And what happened? At 3 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarms went off. I'll never forget it. I said, oh, my gosh, if it's 9-11, now it's 9-15. You know, they're coming to attack us again. What do you think when the fire alarms go off? And everybody, I hear people walking down the stairs, okay? They're walking down the stairs. So what do? I go out, I open the door, and I see them all with their coats on. And I'm half asleep. And the door locks. The door locks. And I'm in my shorty pajamas. I was covered. The next day, with the apocalyptic readings of the destruction of Jerusalem, and the Lord said, I was an image of people not being ready. I was an image of people not being ready. I was caught with my pajamas on because I wasn't ready. And the Lord said, you are a prophetic image of the church that's not ready. Get ready, get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. Get ready, get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. Get ready, get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. How do I get ready? I'm going to tell you. You find your knees. You find your knees. I want to also tell you something else. At Holy Rosary, at the first Mass on Sunday, we had 12 people. 12 people. Okay? 12 people. At the 11 o'clock Mass, we had 39 people. It was snowing yesterday, or raining, or whatever it was doing. Yeah. That's what we had. But can I also tell you something? We could never survive if people did not, my friends, did not send money to us to keep the church open. They don't even know this prophetically, that they're acting prophetically. When we had nobody in church, someone sent me $5,000 for the church, okay? For some reason, God wants this crazy church open. Because you know what? It should have gone down the drain a long time ago. Because there's nobody there. Only the people that are hungry. The homily I gave yesterday, I never got so many compliments. It was about look at the lilies of the field. It was about either faith or confusion. You know, I'll give it again, but not today. But the point is this. The church was empty. But I was preaching to 5,000 people, whether they wanted to hear it or not. You know, makes no difference. People not coming. You know, they don't want to hear messages like I give, because you know what? I kind of scare them, kind of wake them up, because they say we don't want to listen to him. We want to hear good things. We want to hear Father tell a joke, but we're not in the middle of a comedy routine. I'll tell you that. George Burns and Gracie Allen, they were the best, but not for church. You know, I loved George Burns and Gracie Allen. Maybe you're not as old as I am, but they were the best. They were just the best. Listening to them, you'd be rolling in your seat. And then there was Jack Benny, you know him? You know, and Rochester. They'd make you laugh just with Jack Benny's face. Never, never smirked. The church is not a place for jokes. It's a place to get the people ready. It's a place to get the people converted. It's the place that they meet Jesus Christ and that they give their life to Jesus Christ. That's what the church is for. The church is not a place to tell jokes, and it's not a place to give a 5-minute homily that the world has evangelized our people, and our people don't know Jesus any more than they know Mickey Mouse, most of them. The church is not a place to be fooling around. It is not a place for fooling. It's a place to proclaim the Word of God. That's what the church is for. It's a place to proclaim the truth. That's what the church is for. It's a place to tell the people about the social movements of abortion, and who talks about abortion and the 60 million children that have dead. Who talks about it? Who talks about it? Who prays about it? Who does anything about it? Who wants to dirty their hands? Get ready. Get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. If you think it's bad now, you've got it good. If you think it's bad now, you got it good. Wait, 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 wait. Find your knees, find your knees. Listen to the Spirit, listen to the Spirit. Get ready, get ready. Make sure you have extra food in your house, rice and beans, even though you don't like them. Rice and beans, rice and beans, rice and beans. Yeah. Get ready, get ready. Yeah, I was caught with my shorty pajamas on, and I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. And that's what the Lord said, you're an image of the church, not ready. And how many years ago was that? 15. That was 15 years ago. And now it's coming to fruition. 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 And still we're not ready. Still we're playing church. And I'm going to tell you why. The prophetic element in the church is non-existent. The prophetic element in the church is non-existent. The prophetic element in the church is non-existent. The last prophetic element we had was John Paul II, when he said we were living in apocalyptic times. You can fill in the blanks about the apocalyptic times. There is no prophetic voice in the church today. We're all business as usual, while the country is falling apart. And it will affect everybody, because our money is going to be worth zilch. So, you know what? Get ready. Get ready. Don't be afraid, but get ready. So what did the man of God say? Although the fig tree shall not blossom, though the stores have nothing in the aisles, neither shall there be fruit on the vines, no more orange juice, no more milk. The labor of the olive shall fail. No more gasoline, $7-$8 a gallon. And the field shall have no meat. No more steak, not even chicken. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. We're eating tofu. Gross. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find my joy in the God of my salvation. So all you Latinists that are singing in Latin, hallelujah, get ready. Get ready. All you people that think it's all about the Latin Mass, get ready. Get ready. And you people with your guitars, get ready. Get ready. And you people that are so modern in the church, thinking that everything is good, homosexuality, abortion, get ready. Get ready. And the priests that don't know God from Mickey Mouse, you better get ready. You better get ready, because your voice is going to be very important. Get ready. Get ready. Our greatest, greatest hope will be the Word of God and the Blessed Sacrament. Our greatest hope. And people who can preach to encourage the people when the Titanic completely goes under. You can get caught with your pajamas on. Now is the time to get ready. Find your knees. Find your knees. Find your knees. Find your knees. And today, at 2:30, at the rectory, we're going to be worshiping the Lord. I'm going to join them at 2:30, because I've got to get ready too. 2:30 at the rectory, Holy Rosary, 993 Shirley Street. Come and join us if you'd like to praise the Lord. Tonight they'll have a 7:30 Mass. You're welcome to come to the 7:30 Mass if you'd like, and followed by adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. You're welcome to do these things with us if you want. Just get ready, my friends. Don't take this broadcast as someone who's just flipped. I have not flipped. I've heard from God, not recently, but many years ago. And you know what? What I heard is coming to fruition. It's coming to fruition. And why God would tell me, I have no idea other than I have a voice, and there are many people who listen to me. I think that's the reason God told me. Many times, his voice is very quiet. He's like the quiet man. He doesn't say very much to me. But it's time for us to get ready and not be afraid. Not be afraid. How will you respond when all these things happen? I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find joy in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Listen, Jimmy the Roofer will help you. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. You having a leak in your roof? I bet you are on this rainy day. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you know what? Father Tom needs to hear from you, too. If I'm to do these broadcasts, you've got to respond, because you're not going to hear it anyplace else. I can assure you of that. Not on Christian radio, because everybody got to be nice, 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 nice. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. But get ready. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.